Rogers and El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
Good evening. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and online at philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Make sure you're watching the frivolity here as we perform our show each and every night. Not only listen to it, but watch it. We got big plans in store for our video cast. We're very proud of the technical enhancements that we've made over the years to our video cast. We have a professional TriCaster. We have...
Well, what is that?
It's that computer. We have a major... You know.
Yeah, and see, there's the ocean and everything.
I understand, but that's a green screen, right?
Yeah, that's the green screen. We don't want to...
Yeah, but it looks like you're right in front of ocean. Who gets to do that? Nobody.
That's wonderful, Bud. I just didn't know what a TriCaster was. I thought it for a moment there, it sounded... Robert didn't sound like something you barbecue.
Yeah, I thought it sounded like a tri-tip.
No, it's not a tri-tip. It's a TriCaster, okay?
What's tri-tip?
It's a beef roast... That you barbecue.
What's that mean?
Do I have to...
Yeah, Bud, a tri-tip is like, yeah, it's like a roast that you barbecue. It's delicious. You've had tri-tip, haven't you?
Yeah, they say it's tri-tip, but I don't know what it means.
But you like it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But what is it?
It's freaking meat. Never mind, okay? So, welcome to the show. Now I'm hungry. Thanks a lot for that.
Well, you're the one that's saying tri-tip, or not tri-tip, but you said tri-caster.
Yeah, remind me of tri-tip.
Yeah, now I want some tri-tip. No, God. Tri-tip. Now I'm going to get on tri-tip. Now all I can do is think about tri-tip. The seasonings, the barbecue sauce.
Well, just concentrate, Phil. Think of...
Yeah, get your mind... Like, imagine if you had a bucket of Kentucky chicken, okay?
That's getting me hungry, too.
Yeah, but... They cooked a rat in it, and they found a rat.
Oh, man, you are...
Well, that got my mind off it.
Yeah, that cured me, Bud. Thank you very much.
Yeah, see? See?
Okay, great. You cured me. Thank you.
See?
I see, man. Thank you. Bud.
Don't get angry at me on account of the rat in a chicken.
Man, you don't talk about a rat in a chicken.
Well, it is true. I think they found a dead rat in some... Well, I shouldn't say.
Let's not say anything that we're not really clear about, okay? That is about as vile a thing as I could Oh, God. Somebody was... I saw an article, by the way, about coffee. About coffee. Was it coffee in America? Or was it... It had something to do with coffee and the coffee that we drink and the... Some of the things that they found in these industrial coffee pots, these big industrial coffee brewing machines for restaurants and elsewhere, I can't even...
They found a rat?
I don't want to say, okay?
What are you talking about? Like, that's good news for you?
Yeah, Phil, would you watch him, please? He gets this gleam in his eye when he says rat.
Well, they found a rat in it.
Okay, but what are you all excited about that for?
I don't know.
God, guys like you are really weird, Bud, you know that?
I mean, guys like me, that's racism.
No, it's not, man. Talk about how weird you are.
Yeah, you're getting a gleam in your eye every time we mention rat in a coffee pot. Rat in the chicken, Bud. God.
Well, it serves him right.
Serves who right? Serves who right?
People that ordered it.
What about the people that cooked it, man? What about those jackasses? Are they responsible?
No. They cooked it, but the guy shouldn't have ordered it.
Are you crazy or something? What makes you think that man deserves that?
Shouldn't have ordered it.
Listen, clown, if I go to Jack in the Box and or Kentucky Fried Chicken and I want chicken, I'm going to order chicken. Don't you think that's what I'm going to order?
You could. You could also get a chicken sandwich, or you could get the curly fries.
What are you talking about? I don't curly fries.
Well, you can get, like...
Don't give me that bull crap. If I go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, I'm going to order chicken. And if I order chicken and I find a dead rat in there, that's my fault?
Well, why'd you order the chicken?
Because it's a chicken place, you jackball!
Ma'am!
Bud, when was the last time you had any kind of medical checkup? Any kind at all?
Well, I better not say.
No, I want to know. A medical checkup.
The guy put his finger in my butt.
Oh, will you get out of here?
Never mind.
All right. Welcome anyway, folks, for the 15th and last time to the show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. And tonight, I think little Ian Anderson was going to join us for a segment on the top 25 highest-paid athletes in the world. And we have that list for you, and we're going to be reading into that in just a moment. We've got some other news to report on as well. that lady, the little old lady who won the lottery, the big Powerball, whatever the hell it was. Apparently the story is when she released a statement to the media, because you can take your choice. They give you a number of choices when you win these large amounts of money. You can either take the money payout in a different way, or I should say, and or the way that you present yourself to the press, the way that you are interviewed by the media. You can opt out of media interviews. You can say, I'd rather not, you know, because the media wants to interview you. But if you do, they would like some kind of a statement. So she did give a statement, and she said that she was given her place in line by a gentleman behind her. And I'll give you the specifics of the story, but she basically said, or he said to her, oh, that's okay, you can take my place, I'm waiting for somebody, or I'm, you know, doing something. And so she took the place of this chap who otherwise would have bought that ticket.
Well, I don't know. How does it work? Do they buy?
Yeah, they buy a ticket.
Buy a ticket. I mean, I don't know, you know, the ticket that was sold to the individual in that place in line was sold to that lady.
Yes.
And so it would have been sold to that guy.
Oh, I see what Margaret's saying. No, it might not have been.
Why wouldn't it have been?
Because if she took the place, say, she took the place of the guy, but he was already there.
No.
Okay, so he was already there.
Yeah, but he's in the line behind her.
Okay, so he's in the line behind her. What about it?
He bought her ticket.
No, bud, no, 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 no. When that man put his finger in your butt, what...
Wait, hold on for a minute.
No, I want to know, was it a doctor?
Yeah, it was a doctor. What do you think it was on account? Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You think I got molested? Oh, wow.
Take it easy, will you? Was he checking your prostate?
Yeah. Did she think, oh, wow.
Will you take...
Oh, my God, what's with him?
Well, you're all talking about me being molested.
No, we're not. Say that again.
Dog, it don't make any sense, man. That lady bought the ticket. If she had not been in that line, a man would have got that ticket.
Not necessarily.
Yes, necessarily.
I think the man that had his finger up you-know-where was a brain surgeon, thank you.
That's dirty pool.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
All right, in any event, I don't want to talk about any of that any longer. I'm missing my glasses. It looks to me as if we have to get into this break so that I can go and perform my ablutions as well as...
Let's perform ablutions.
I don't know. It's just some crap that I heard a friend of mine say once and sounds good. But I got to go get my glasses, too. And we will have little Ian Anderson along with us. He's going to be talking to us about these top... we haven't talked to little Ian in a while. Big soccer fan. He's a big Wigan Athletic fan. We're going to talk to him about them winning the FA Cup and how they got relegated anyway. It's a lot of soccer talk, but with little Ian, you never know where it's going to go. And Bud, stay out of it because he hates your guts.
Yeah, I hate his guts too.
Great. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I can't believe it.
Phil Hendry Show.
Do you want to do that?
Instead, you want to talk about... Hey, he said he wanted to talk about... hey, Ian, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about FA Cup.
Hey, Ian, it's Phil Hendry. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm Siri. How are you?
Good. So I thought we were going to talk about you just want to talk about FA Cup, right?
Well, I talk about Wigan Athletic. I'm not really all that conversant, you know, with American sport. I could talk a little bit.
You like football?
I said I like football. It was English football, English soccer.
You said you like football.
Right, I said football, English soccer.
English soccer. They call it football over there.
Yeah, but he said football.
I know he said football, man. What are you, like today, extra stupid?
It's not extra stupid every day. Every day I talk with Bud Dickman, he's extra stupid every day.
Yeah, you were born extra stupid. You're stupid in extra time on a soccer game.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. It's amazing how all this comes out of your brain. You're so funny. You're so funny.
Yeah, I'm funnier than you.
Well, you're funnier looking than me. That's for sure.
All right, all right. So if you guys get going, we're never going to separate the two of them. I want to talk to Ian here, if you don't mind, Bud, about Wigan Athletic. And because, you know, we follow the English game here, Ian, as you know.
Right.
And we were following the Premier League, but it got kind of, for me, it got a little boring because it was already wrapped up by Manchester United.
Right. Well, Manchester United, they had a brilliant year, you know, just a great year. And Manchester City did not have their year they thought they'd have. And Manchester City won a premiership last year, 2011 or 2012, won a premiership last year on the last game of the season, right? So this year, though, they got just a bit knackered there toward the end. I think that Manchester United took the whole English premiership. Right, so it was not, but also it was a good run for Champions League.
The Champions League. Now, the Champions League is the league that is Europe-wide, right?
Right, they play all the clubs in Europe, right.
And which teams from the English Premier League get to play in the Champions League?
The top four finishers.
Which ones is they?
I was going to say, mate, if you let me talk.
Yeah, let him say, bud.
Well, which are they?
I was going to say, if you let me talk, please. It's, you really bloody big mouth on you. I forgot all of what I was going to say.
I know two of them. It's Manchester United and Manchester United.
There's not two Manchester United, you fool.
No, you're the fool.
Hold on for a minute. Manchester United and Manchester City, right, Ian?
Right, Manchester United and Manchester City.
Well, okay, it's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. It's like saying the L.A. Lakers are the same as the L.A. Clippers.
What?
Or the L.A. Lakers the same as the L.A. Clippers.
What?
The basketball team, bud. Do you understand what he's saying?
It's bloody stupid. But they are Manchester United and
Well, to answer your question, no, they're not.
Fine, we got it.
Yeah, I got that. I just want to make sure you knew, which you do, and that's good.
Of course I know.
If you open your mouth one more time, bud.
I'm sorry.
Right, so Manchester United, Manchester City, Arsenal and Chelsea.
Arsenal and Chelsea. And those four will play in the Champions League.
Those four will play in the Champions League, right.
Now, who won the Champions League this year?
Well, the Champions League was won by a German team, and I don't remember. I thought it was Munich. Bayern Munich, I think.
Yeah, I think the Munich team.
Right. Yes, I thought it was a Munich team.
Okay. So what's interesting to me is that the English soccer plays concurrent. They play their English soccer league, the English league, the premiership, as you say, and all the other divisions. And then they also are in their Champions League competitions, right?
Right, right. It's all runs parallel. It's all like in the same, and they play in the Champions League. And also they play the FA Cup, right? And so the FA Cup was a brilliant FA Cup this year.
Now, this FA Cup was the biggest upset since that scarf that I have. Wimbledon beat Liverpool, right?
That's right, at Wembley Stadium in 1988, when Wimbledon beat Liverpool 1-0. And the same score this year was Wigan Athletic 1 and Manchester City 0.
Why do you call it 0?
Because they don't call it zero, that's why they call it nil.
Yeah, we call it zero.
When you write your autobiography, you can put that in the title, you know?
What's that supposed to mean?
Will you shut up, bud?
Bud, shut up, because I want to listen to this, too.
All right.
Yeah, you say all right, and then later on you'll be coming, blowing back in here like a hot, like a big hot wind, just all blah, 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 blah. Why don't you shut up and listen and try to learn something?
Nothing to learn about soccer.
Well, yes, there is a lot for you to learn about soccer. I know more about American football than you know about soccer.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
All right, hold on.
Okay, who's Tony Romo?
What?
Who's Tony Romo?
He's a quarterback
Yeah, you don't even know.
Dallas Cowboys.
He's right, Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, who won
the Super Bowl, the Baltimore Ravens.
You're cheating.
All right, so Wigan Athletic won, and then the final thing is Wigan Athletic got relegated, didn't they?
That's right, Wigan Athletic got relegated. They had to win last two games of the year because the FA Cup came the FA Cup came with two games left in the Premier League, and they had to win both those, and they was not able to. One of the games was against Arsenal, so it was not going to be a very easy time. A lot of people was hoping for it, though.
Are you a Wigan Athletic fan?
Well, I'm not. I was this year because I like. I took a liking to Wigan Athletic because I like the team. The blokes, they all look like they're got a good spirit on that club, you know. And I saw them get into a fist fight, right, on a pitch, or one of the games.
They got into a fight?
Yeah, the players on their own side.
The team members?
You're right. Wigan Athletic side, they got in a fist fight.
The players fought them each other on their own team.
Right. And I thought, you know, that's my kind of... It's my kind of team. They got a lot of spirit, you know.
That's the stupidest thing, get into a fight and everything.
Well, right, I thought you was writing your autobiography about being a big zero, right?
Yeah, well, you write your autobiography, and it's going to be called...
Would you shut up, bud?
It's going to be called Little Ian. I'm Nil.
That's not quite as funny, bud.
Yeah, it's not funny, bud.
Yeah, it is. Little Ian equals Nil. Don't you get it?
No, I don't get it, mate. Nobody else gets it. It's better if I say Bud Dickman equals zero. Everyone understands that.
Yeah, well, you're Nil.
Bud, I'm kicking you out of here for the whole night if you don't shut up right now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you say you're sorry. You don't mean it.
Okay, Ian, let's just stick to what we're talking about. All right, so Wigan Athletic got relegated. That means they got knocked out of the Premier League, and they're down to where now?
Well, yeah, right. Wigan Athletic got knocked out of the Premiership. And now they're playing in something called a Championship League. It's a Championship League, see?
Now, the Championship League is a division below the Premier, the number one division in English football, which is the Premier League.
Yes, sir, that's correct. It's sponsored by Enpower. Right? It's like an energy drink. So they call it Enpower. But it's called Football Championship, right?
It's called Enpower?
Right, it's a sponsor. Oh, no. Or maybe it's not Empower. I think Empower might be League One, League Two. But in any event, that's a Wigan's going to have to go down there.
Now, who got promoted from Championship?
Well, Cardiff, I think it's Cardiff did. And Cardiff is a Welsh team. And I think Hull City.
What is it?
Hull City.
Hull City, H-U-L-L.
Right, Hull City. That's also Cardiff, though, is going to be a Welsh a club. And they've got a good, a good derby they're going to have with the Swansea.
Now, what do they call that, a derby? In English football, they call a derby what?
Well, a derby is like your main rivalry.
It's the main rivalry. So when you have the two teams playing from that area, it's the derby.
Right, it's like a derby. It's like when Manchester United plays Manchester City, or they have Everton plays Liverpool, right? Or like now they'll have Cardiff playing Swansea. And there's also other teams, right, that have a good derby that they do, too.
Well, okay, brother. Thank you very much, Ian, for joining us here. And we look forward to soccer, you know, English football. I'm into it. Although our football takes precedence for me. You understand that?
No, I understand, right. In the autumn time, Americans, you know, they love to watch American football. But later on, you know, and it's not much going on, you should watch English soccer.
And a lot of people like to watch that European Champions League and all that stuff, huh?
Right. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, Ian.
Yeah, just can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
Just remember, American football in a fall, in a autumn.
Right, mate. I know all about American football.
Yeah, well, we watch it then. We're not going to watch no soccer then, just so you know.
Right, I got it all figured out, right? I even know... how to count to 10. You think about that, huh?
Hey, that's great. It's improvement, huh?
Right, it's a big improvement, right? Now I know how to count to 10, but I know add the number 0 to the title of your book.
What?
Never mind, you know, I hate him so much.
Right, Ian, thanks very much.
I hate him.
See, you get him upset, and there's no reason to, Bud.
That guy comes on to seem to tell me about everything that there is.
You bait him, you won't give the guy a chance to talk. It's the usual Bud Dickman problem with your big fat mouth. Blah, 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 blah.
What about him going blah, blah, blah?
Did I not invite him on the show to talk about something? Did I invite him on the show?
Yes, sir, you did.
Okay. So he gets to go blah, blah, blah. When you butt in, especially when you were being rude. See, he's a guest. You're being rude.
He's not really a guest.
Yes, he is, and he's talking about things we want to know about, like the Wigan, the,
Yes, you don't even know.
Yes, I do. The Wigan... What is it?
Wigan Athletic.
And what is that?
It was the football club.
The soccer, yes. He was talking about Wigan, and... I don't know. I'd rather not talk... No.
What, you think that sounds suspicious?
I do.
I will be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. So now we're thinking that's obscene.
It's the way he said it, Wigan, you know...
Phil Henry. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show. There is a football game, if you love history the way I love history, and I love it, I love to immerse myself in it in any way that I can. And if you have a, one of the best things to do, and on the line with me here is Bill Clendenin from Clendenin Can Do, Sportsbook, etc. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing very well, Phil. Thank you for bringing me on your program tonight.
Well, it's our pleasure. I want to talk to you about the top 25 athletes, but I just thought I'd bring you on because... One of the things that I saw on YouTube the other day was the entire 1970 NFC game. Have you seen that?
I have not. I've not seen that yet. No, I have not.
It's the entire game. And the reason why I found it interesting is because it's the 1970 NFC Championship game going into January of 71. I think the game was actually played in 71. And the 71 Super Bowl was between the Dallas Cowboys and the Baltimore Colts, a game that the Colts won on a field goal. But it was one of the worst played games, not because the players did not execute or perform well, but because they were playing on an artificial turf that had been installed at the Orange Bowl that literally had melted a bit in the heat of the sun. Have you ever heard of anything like that, Don?
I have not heard of that. I know that the old artificial turf that they would put into some of the stadiums was certainly not up to the grade that they have today, and that today they have grassy turf.
Yeah, they have the grassy turf, which simulates actual real grass. And back in those days, the AstroTurf or the PolyTurf or artificial turf was literally, it was just this very flexible plastic made to look like green grass.
Yes, it was, and the consistency of it was not as obviously not like grass, and that I knew it caused some problems, but I never heard the story about it melting.
Well, it melted or it got soft to the point where the cleats, the shoes worn by the players just wasn't working, and there was a lot of sloppy play, a lot of drop passes, and a lot of screwy plays. But it was won by the Colts. Well, this is the NFC title game. The reason why it was interesting to me is two things. First of all, it's the last game that the 49ers ever played at Kezar Stadium. So if you ever want to get a good look at Kezar on television, there it is, the 1970 NFC game. And Kezar Stadium was an interesting-looking ballpark. You just don't see football stadiums like this on TV anymore. I mean, there was a building that looked like they put the lawnmowers in it, and that's where that was. And then there's like a terrace, and then there's a... Really weird, and but the game was called by CBS, and the play-by-play guy was Ray Scott. Don, you remember him?
I do remember Ray Scott. He was one of the best in the business, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, Ray Scott called the game, and Ray Scott was the prototype of the modern announcer. And what I mean by that is Ray Scott was a minimalist before it was popular. Back in those days, guys were calling everything they saw on the field, and they would tell you what was going on, and even though you were looking at it yourself, because you have a TV and you can see exactly what's going on, then why do they have to say it goes down to the 5, to the 10, to the 15? You know, it was ridiculous. Ray Scott was the guy, one of the very first, if not the first, who would say simply, you know, Brody, Kwolek, touchdown. He would call the high points of the action, leaving the rest to you because you're watching it. And, it became a classic style, and it became one that was copied. Anyway, I saw him on this game.
And was he doing the? You know, when you look at a guy like Ray Scott, because I used to work with Ray. I was a scorer for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the 70s when Ray was, he had 2 years with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the radio booth.
Yeah, that was when they weren't winning, right?
Exactly. They went 26 straight games without I think it was 26 straight games, if not 23 straight games without winning. But Ray was not so minimalist that he didn't call the action a little bit more than what you described, Phil. But I think people remember him that way because of his because of the perception. I guess is the thing I want to say. And he was partnered up with Pat Summerall. And I always wondered if Summerall did something to get the number one job, because Ray was fired by CBS in 1974, I think it was.
Yeah, I read that. And so why do you think it was Summerall?
Well, Summerall took over the lead spot there on the CBS broadcast team. He got partnered up with Tom Brookshire, who was another guy that I recall with some familiarity. And him and Brookshire went on to great heights with CBS, and then Brookshire was summarily dismissed under very suspicious circumstances, and on came John Madden.
Well, why do you say suspicious circumstances?
Well, it was always my feeling that Summerall had been angling for this lead slot for a long time, and when they brought him on to work with Ray Scott, I felt uncomfortable. I felt I liked both of them very much, but I remember looking at Summerall coming into the booth and feeling uncomfortable, feeling as if I'd seen him somewhere before, or I knew something of him that I didn't want to know, but I didn't know what it was, you know.
So Summerall you didn't like?
No, I didn't like him, and I shouldn't say that it was based on nothing other than an uncomfortable feeling that I would get. Where have I seen him? Where were we together? And I remember feeling bad for Ray, because I knew it was only a matter of time. This was based on nothing, Phil. Nothing more than the hunch that Pat Summerall was bad news. And then Ray got fired, and I remember going home and talking to my wife. We were newly married at the time, and I said I should have said something, and she said, was it Ray? And I said, Ray died today, which was what we say when you get fired, you know?
Yeah.
And she said, Summerall? And I said, I've got to believe it, yeah. And she asked me, why didn't you say something about it? And I said, I don't know. And I remember she threw her dish towel down, she took her apron off, and she walked out of our apartment and was gone for 3 days.
Your wife?
Yeah, she was gone for three. When I finally asked her, I said, where were you? And she nodded and went into the bedroom, and I knew who it was. It was a guy down the hall that had been looking at her. Not at her. He was looking at her, not at her. Blank, blank, blank. He was looking at her. So I knew that she was thoroughly dismissed.
Wait. Your wife, she cheated on you as the result of what?
Well, I think that was what was. It was a mile too far, you know, Phil, when I said to her that I didn't do anything about Ray Scott, and I knew that Summerall was angling for his job. I think that's what made her feel she was married to essentially the palace eunuch, and she threw the apron down, threw down the dish towel. She said, well, she didn't say anything, but I knew where she was going, you know. And so I very patiently made my own dinner and breakfast for the next 3 days, listening to this, you know, that kind of relentless pounding on the wall, you know, that you're familiar with that, right, Phil?
No, I'm not familiar with. Are you saying she was next door?
Oh, yeah, she was. She was. This was a guy who had just returned from Vietnam, had a lot of problems, physical and mental problems, but was someone that we helped out, and so I knew that she had gone over there, and, you know, for 3 or 4 days, all you're hearing is just that pounding on the wall, and the only thing I can describe it, compare it to, Phil, is...
Let me just interrupt you here for a second, all right?
Sure, Phil.
Oh, we don't need to hear this story. Let's forget about Pat Summerall.
Well, I'm so sorry. I know I dragged it out, and...
No, it's okay, but the story is just sounding more depressing as we go along. Because this involves your marriage. You were talking to us about Ray. Let's suffice to say Ray Scott was brilliant.
Ray Scott was brilliant. you know, amen, brother. Ray Scott was one of the best. There's no question about it, Phil.
All right, we're talking here with Don Clendenin from Clendenin Can Do Sportsbook, and we are going to discuss here the top 25 paid athletes in the world, Don?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. These are the top 25 people in sports, Phil, the highest paid athletes in the world. And you'll be surprised, or maybe not so surprised, that a lot of them are Americans, but that is the blessing that comes with living in our great country. The rewards when you are appreciated and the work that you do is appreciated.
Number 25.
Number 25 is Carmelo Anthony. He makes $28 million, the total money earned in the past 12-month period. And Carmelo Anthony plays for New York. They wear blue and orange. And shorts, I couldn't tell you what the sport is.
Karma, it's basketball. Does it say basketball?
The what we put together, Phil, were just the salaries and the name of the individual, but I don't know the sport.
You have a sports book?
Well, it's online, yeah.
Okay, you have an online sports betting service, and you don't know the sports these guys play in.
Well, it's not, I don't think it's anything to indict an individual over, because I'll tell you why it's a pure view, an objective view of sports. I don't know what sport Carmelo Anthony play. You say it's basketball, I will defer to you. All I can tell you is I'm looking at the uniform that he's playing.
You don't recognize his uniform as a basketball uniform?
I don't recognize it as a baseball uniform, or if he could be playing football. I don't watch a lot of these sports, not anymore, used to. But Carmelo Anthony...
Yeah, Phil, we're running out of time.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Margaret. Carmelo Anthony, $28 million. He is at the bottom of the pile of 25. You can believe that, Phil.
All right, number 24.
Number 24, Phil, $28.8 million earned over the last 12 months, and that is Tony Romo. Tony Romo, and he wears number 9, and he wears a... there's something on his head. And the ball is not round.
Football.
It is football, okay? Whatever you say. But number 9.
This is...
You don't even know the sport, sir?
Is that Bud Dickman, the famous Bud Dickman?
Yes, sir. You don't know the sport?
Bud, I will tell you that I used to follow sports. Right now I have a sports book. I have a sports betting agency. And so all we're interested in is taking people's money and then paying out money when people win the bet. But I can't tell you anything about the sports.
Well, how do you set the odds? How do you set the line? How do you know what the line's going to be, for instance, in football, if you don't know anything about the sport?
You don't have to. In my line of work, you know, you're asking me some questions to get into the tricks of the trade and some trade secrets here, Phil. When I set the line for, let's say, the Cowboys are playing the Penguins, or I look and see what games. If the Penguins are playing the Cowboys...
Well, it wouldn't be the Penguins and the Cowboys. Penguins are hockey and the Cowboys are football.
Well, it doesn't matter. Whatever it says, it'll say, all right, so whoever the Cowboys are going to play in football, correct?
Yeah.
Then we'd say, all right, well, look at that. The Cowboys versus this team, how many people are injured? And then you take the number of people injured, and then you say, for instance, what's the statistics? Is he number 1 or number 3?
So, in other words, you just look at statistics and who's injured, but you don't look at the... You don't know anything about the game.
You don't have to. All you have to do is look at where each player is, and...
Are you successful?
We pay out a lot in the money. People are winning.
So you're not successful?
You say that's not successful? People love to come to Clendenin Can Do.
Well, Clendenin Can Do, when it comes to paying out what people are betting the house here, the house is losing.
Because you don't know anything about the sports.
That's not how we look at it. What we look at it this way. We say, here's what we think, and here's what you think, and so far... People coming through the door, they're beating our brains in. But we feel that that is a service.
Well, how can you stay in business?
How can we stay in business doing what?
Doing the sports book, man. How do you do that?
Well, we're in business. We pay them. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the nature of your question. If someone wins, then we pay them.
What? Let me ask you this. Maybe I should ask you this question.
I don't like it when you feel you went the sports book. Boy.
Well, he does that a lot, Don.
I'll bet. That scared me, Phil. That scared me on behalf of you. It scared me on behalf of you. I wasn't scared personally, But when you went, the sports book, I felt a need to. I wanted to cover you. I wanted to throw myself on top of you, almost as if what came out of your voice or your mouth was a hand grenade, and I needed to jump on you to save you from what you just did, you see.
Let me ask you this before we go to our break, because we have to take a break. How much money are people allowed to bet? How much money are people allowed to bet on these individual games?
Oh, we've got a limit of $2. So,
$2?
$2? That's the most money?
Yeah, well, yeah. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. $2, but you get odds.
Okay, so I put down $2, and what's the odds? What am I going to get?
Well, you can get 30-1.
Okay, so that's $60.
Yeah.
See, you just went, yeah.
Well, okay, maybe I'm learning from Phil Henry. I'm learning the Phil Henry School of Panic, but
No, I'm not panicking. Hold on, Don. Are you ready for that?
Well, it answers your question as to why he's still in business.
He's still in business because even though he's getting his ass beat, it's a $2 limit. We'll be right back. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Don Clendenin from the online sports gaming company Clendenin Can Do. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Don Clendenin of Clendenin Can Do, which is a famous sports book online. And Don's, and I didn't know this, Don, but his secret of success or secret to success is you're not very good at picking, at setting the line or picking the teams that are going to win.
Well, now, Phil, I wouldn't go that far, but we do. People come to our... to Clendenin Can Do, and we do, and we can do, and we've been doing it to the tune of there's a good 86% to 90% chance that you're going to win at Clendenin Can Do, and that's what makes us very proud. And Phil, you're asking how do we stay in business?
Well, you're losing every week. You're losing, and you're losing to your customers, which I guess makes them feel good, but you're staying in business by a $2 limit.
Yes, yes, that's right, and I heard you laughing about that. I was just wondering what was so funny about that. I play poker for $2 limits. You can really rake in some money, you know.
Well, you can rake in money $2 limit. I mean, that's what I used to play when I was in high school or something. You know what I mean?
Well, you may have played it in high school. I can tell you that, boy, I may. You know, you and I lead two different lives. Obviously, I don't know where you're coming from.
When you watch the World Series of Poker, okay, you see the stakes that they're playing for in the World Series of Poker.
There's no one in the sports book business online that's going to take action like that, Phil, I can tell you. We are doing what most Americans are doing, quarter ante. We don't do poker, but, you know, it would be a quarter ante game.
Yeah. A quarter ante, okay. So what's the highest single bet that you ever paid out?
Well, the single individual bet would be probably, we paid out $120 one time, but that guy bet $2 over a lot of different things. You know, he bet, I think, three races, and he bet...
$120, that was it.
Yes, Phil. Look, you have to understand that not everybody in this world is a high roller. Clendenin Can Do, and that's what we mean by that is you come on in, and you're going to be betting against a house... that, mercifully, is not too swift. And we say that not to insult ourselves, but we feel that the person that plays at Clendenin Can Do Sportsbook is going to have a pretty good shot at beating the house because we are not very good. I'm not very good at doing this. As you can tell, I don't even know what sports half of these gentlemen play, but... we have a lot of ideas, and that has worked well for us.
Well, how do you make any money? I don't understand. How do you make money?
Well, we make money a lot of different ways. We make money by, for instance, we have a business now where we're going to be delivering pizzas by way of remote control cars. Now, we did do it by way of remote controlled helicopters.
Okay, hold on. All right. So we're getting into more bizarre areas here, you know.
Well, this is, excuse me, Don, this is Margaret Gray. I don't understand. I want that question answered. I think it should be, how do you make money?
Well, on the sports book?
Yes, how do you make money?
We are not making money. We're nowhere losing money. But we're not losing it as fast as we would if we were allowing people to bet large amounts of money. So at the rate we're going, I will lose my home, let's say, I will lose my home in about 5 years.
Are you going to keep on going till you lose your home?
Well, as long as people are enjoying Clendenin Can Do, I don't know why.
Why would you want to lose your home?
I don't want to lose my home. But I'm going. You have to understand, I'm going to get better at this.
Well, I hope so, so you can hang on to your house.
Well, yes, I'm going to get better at this. And as I get better, then people will start losing. But guess what? If they start losing, then they're not going to want to come to Clendenin Can Do.
Yeah, well, so? Then what? Good, they'll still want to come and want to win.
Well, maybe they'll want to win, but if I get too good, they won't want to come, isn't that right?
No, man, that's not how it works. You know, nobody knows anything about it. Anyway, thanks very much. I got to take a break here. Don Clendenin, folks, from Clendenin Can Do. You're delivering pizzas by way of remote-controlled cars.
Yeah, we were using remote-controlled helicopters, little toy helicopters, but one of my employees had mounted an actual... a machine gun. No one got hurt, but as the helicopter hovered at the front door and rang the doorbell and the person came, he was fired on. And he hit the deck, and thank God in heaven that no one was hurt. You there, Phil?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks a lot, Don. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry.
If he's lying, I...